This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 20 for Monday, August 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are higher on Monday, likely due to speculative fund trading. However, the contracts are down a little from their earlier highs. The November contract climbs $18.10 at $9.1240 per ton. The January contract rises $15.40 at $8.9820 per ton. Additional support is coming from improvements in the nearby ICE Canola crush margins, which are about triple of where they were a week ago. As well, there are gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, while soy oil is slightly lower. Increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are also helping to bolster canola. The prairie weather forecast is calling for temperatures to push well above 30 degrees Celsius today and cooling off by midweek. That should bring light to moderate precipitation to the region. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 79.53 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 79.91. The United States Department of Agriculture reports weekly export inspections of corn at nearly 755,000 tons for the week ending August 12th. That's a slight increase of 1.3% over the previous week. Soybeans jump 142% at almost 278,000 tons, while wheat drops back 32.6% at more than 440,000 tons. The USDA says there's a private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Delivery is to be during the upcoming marketing year, which begins September 1st. The department is set to release its weekly crop progress report later this afternoon. Very little change is expected in the corn and soybean crop ratings. The National Oilseed Processors Association reports the July soybean crush amounts to 155 million bushels, almost 4 million less than what the trade expected, and it marks a four-year low for July. Soy oil stocks are about 1.62 billion pounds, increasing 5.2% from June. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The November contract rises 3 cents at $13.68 per bushel. October soy oil loses 4-tenths of a cent at 63 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is up $2 at $3.5870 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday. The December contract steps back 4 cents at $5.69 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract rising 6 cents at $4.98. Wheat futures are mixed on Monday. Chicago December is up a penny at $7.75. Kansas City December drops back 6 cents at $7.49. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is unchanged at $9.29.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, August 16th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.